SBS Radio.
Daan-daang atleta mula sa buong mundo ang nasa panghuling yugto ng kanilang paghahanda para sa 2018 Invictus Games sa Sydney. Ito ang pang-apat na pagtatanghal ng pangmundong palakasan na nagtataas ng espiritu sa paglaban ng mga nasugatang veterano at mga taong naglilingkod pa din sa militar. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni Lori Lawira. Sydney ang magiging punong abala para sa selebrasyon ng lakas pantao at ang kanilang galing sa pang-apat na Invictus Games na sisimulan sa Sabado, 20 ng Oktubre at magpapatuloy sa susunod na 8 araw. May kabuuang 500 nasugatan at may sakit na veterano at mga lalaki at babaeng naglilingkod pa sa militar ang maglalaban sa 13 palaro na gaganapin sa kahabaan ng Sydney. Samantalang ang mga medalya ay ibibigay sa pinakamahusay na atleta, ang Invictus Games ay naglilingkod una bilang palabas sa kung paano ang isang malakas na pag-uudyok ay makakatulong sa rehabilitasyon at paggaling. Si Michael Hertong, na bahagi ng komiteng namamahala sa palaro, ay nagsabing ang konsepto buhat noong original na 2014 Games ay tinatanggap pa rin ng malugod ng publiko.
What's great about this event is how it engages the public and how much public support and goodwill there is. It just brings together so many people for the right reasons, and I think that's really powerful. What we're looking forward to is seeing a whole bunch of Australians come and spectate and be part of it. So we've got over 100,000 spectators coming along to the games. And so what we're trying to create is an amazing environment for the competitors and their family and friends.
Nagdadala ang Invictus Games ng mga miyembrong lalaki at babae mula sa servisyo ng 18 bansa. Ang ilan ay maaaring nagkasamang lumaban sa maraming giyera. Ang ideya ay binuo ni Prince Harry na nag-angkop sa konsepto sa likod ng Warrior Games mula sa Estados Unidos. Nananatili siyang mapusok tungkol sa kilusan at dadalo sa pagbubukas ng palaro. Sinabi ni Michael Hertong na susi si Prince Harry sa palaro dahil sa kanyang patuloy na suporta.
His support for this movement has been outstanding. You know, really cares deeply about the movement. But he always reminds us as the organizing committee, it's about the competitors, it's about their family and friends. It's about those people that this event is about. And he lending his voice to it along with lots of other people is just about drawing the attention and spotlight to those individuals.
Sa kabila nito, hindi lahat ng atletang lumalaban sa Invictus Games ay dumating na may taglay na kapansanan mula sa giyera. Gusto ng pundasyon na idiin ang kahalagahan ng tinawag na hidden disabilities at sakit sa isipan kasama ang tinatawag na post-traumatic stress disorder. Ayon kay Michael Hertong, ito ay isang mahalagang bahagi ng palaro.
Approximately 50% of the competitors taking part in this event have some form of mental health challenge, mostly post-traumatic stress, which is where we see the competitors sort of experiencing stress-related mental health challenges as a result of their service. So it is a really important part, and I think being able to showcase that through this event is not just helping those involved, but helping others outside the event itself.
Ang dating Australianong Andrew Wilkinson ng Navy ay lalahok sa Invictus Games sa swimming, cycling at running sa unang pagkakataon. Ang dating triathlete na itinutulak ng kompetisyon ay nagsabing maganda ang kanyang pakiramdam.
It's given the injured and the ill and the wounded something to strive for, and I think that hole was definitely there, and it's filled that hole and it's given other people something to strive for, and it was definitely a well worthwhile process.
Si Ginoong Wilkinson ay umalis sa serbisyo pagkatapos makasama ng hukbong pandagat mula 2003 hanggang 2014. Isang sugat sa kanyang likod na nakaapekto sa paggamit ng kanyang kaliwang binti, pero sinasabi niyang nagagamit niya ito sa sports bilang malaking tulong sa kanyang paggaling.
Definitely the best thing for the mind, just to get back into that the competitive nature. Before my injury, I managed to become a professional triathlete. So I was training and racing at the highest level. And obviously, when my injury happened, all that stopped. The mind was still going, but the body just wouldn't allow that much training. Being part of the Invictus Games has now helped retrain my mind and retrain my body to say I can do this training, and the body has started to keep up. So it was a refocus. I was kind of stuck in limbo there for a while, but it's definitely a refocus and put me back on the path.
Si Michael Hartung ang chief delivery officer ng 2018 Invictus Games na nagsabing may malaking samahan ang mga naglalaban.
To be back part of a group, which is something they would have been part of when they were in service. And so to come around like-minded individuals who have had a similar experience, I think, is where the power lies for those taking part.
Ito ang inaasahan ni Andrew Wilkinson na kumakatawan sa Australia sa unang pagkakataon sa naturang palaro.
When you leave, you don't get that military family anymore, but coming back into the fold, it's nice. It's just like seeing a long-lost aunt. You kind of come back into the fold and then competing with other former servings or current serving from around the world is something you've got in common, and it's almost an icebreaker without even before meeting them.
Ang panimulang seremonya sa palaro ay nakatakdang ganapin sa baybayin ng Opera House sa gabi ng Sabado.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.